trust us enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
It's a Wednesday, Humpty Dumpty Day. Oh, wait, that's not what it is. Hump Day, my bad.
I like yours better, Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yes.
I'm like Humpty Dumpty. If I fall down, I'm probably not getting back up without some assistance. It is Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. Also Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. And, of course, you got our website you can hit up. Our Facebook is Radio Now, whether you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9 or in Houston, Texas on Houston's new Radio Now 92.1. Either way, a way for you to connect with the show. How was your day, McKenzie, yesterday?
Yesterday, my day was busy, busy, busy. I ran around, and then in the middle of it, my mom was so cute, Kiki. I call her Kiki. She's Kiki. Like, hey, you want to come to lunch? So I went for lunch with my mom, gave my cute nephew his birthday present, and then got a facial. And
you're glowing today.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you. And then, yeah, just was busy. And then it came like time. It was like 7:30. I was like, I could go to bed really early. Or I could go and walk around and like get a little walk run in. And I chose the walk run.
How far did you go? How far did you go?
I went way too far, and then it got dark, and I forgot how far I'd gone. And I was like, that's a bad idea. I have no weapons. And I was like walking. I was like pacing. I was like walking really, really fast, trying to get back to my place.
You hear a noise like, I have a weapon on me.
Oh, and I saw a fox cross my path.
What did it say?
A legit fox.
What did it say?
I was so excited, though. I was like, that's crazy.
How was your day yesterday, Chops?
My day was good. I texted that guy that I've been talking to for like a week, and I was like, hey, just so you know, you've been coined like a term on the show, and I told him it's baby blues, and he said, that's adorable, with the blushy face.
Oh,
oh man.
See, that's his new nickname.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When we were coming up with a nickname for my boyfriend, I necessarily didn't really get to pick it. It was just assigned by the show.
I agree with Liv
on
this one.
I think that the name should be assigned by the show. I don't think you should be able to text your man, and I don't think you should be able to, like, you guys have like a group think of like what it should be, the two of you. I think it needs to be assigned by the show.
Well, side note, because I do agree with Liv. Do we assign names a week in?
Probably not.
Week,
yes.
6 days
I don't know.
But he bounced it off, I will say, me. We were like, okay, what's the name? We were like, okay, Baby Blue.
Oh, so those
like
two
this?
Get to decide.
But we've had someone on the show have a name by after a week. Do you remember a hot baby?
Yeah, I do remember Hot Baby, which I'm not just saying he doesn't deserve a name. He deserves a name because you talk about him all the time. But
it was a group discussion.
It was a group discussion.
Fine. Then go ahead. Pick something, and then you can run it by me.
You got to think about it, and we'll run it by you, and we'll rediscuss this name, okay?
But some of my friends, like, there are significant others or boys or girls are seeing. Like, I don't even know their real names. They just go by their nicknames, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
Yes, so and my group of friends are Sexual Cody, The Almond Man. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I had a ton. Any new guy I was talking to, there was a Hot Virgin. There was just the Lax Bro.
Coach.
There was Dip Cup Doug for Liv. I mean, there's all the good ones.
Dip Cup Doug. Honestly,
ew.
That sounds like someone I would be interested in.
Here, hold my chew, honey. How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was good. I got to see my sister again because she was in town for training. She's leaving today. And she met my boyfriend's dog for the first time. And she instantly became obsessed. But I heard something yesterday for the first time. And I've never heard this in my entire life, and I don't know if it's a conspiracy or what, but I heard that Benjamin Franklin was a serial killer.
What?
Like a mass killer, that in his home they found like dead bodies and stuff, but they've covered it up because of everything he like did for like society and like the revolution, all of that stuff, and the advancements he made. But I heard that he's actually a serial killer. The man on the $100 bill.
Well, I don't trust her because 2 weeks ago, Mackenzie, she thought that he was a president. So
yeah, that is true. So
he's on the $100
bill. He's the founding father. But what is your word of the day, Porkchop?
Wait, what is my word of the day?
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
So why don't we drop that, Liv?
Allegedly, Benjamin Franklin is a serial killer. If anyone knows any information about this, please DM me at Liv Karras because I want to dive deep into a black wormhole of this information.
I would think, though, even though I bet a lot of people think he was a president. I guarantee if we asked five people, at least two or three would say
I would say three majority.
Yeah. Sadly, our society is declining, yeah, but he did fly a kite, you know that, right?
Yes, and the thunderstorm.
Yeah, with the key, and that's how he, like, invented electricity or something.
Exactly, that's exactly how it went down. All right, cool. My day yesterday was good. I got to walk the dogs. I'm trying to be more active just walking Benny and Paddington, so that was cool, until they went to the bathroom about a mile and a half from my house, and I realized I had the little, like, baggy thing we carry with them, but I was out of doo-doo bags.
So what did you do?
Well, let me ask you what you would do in said situation. Would you leave the doo-doo there? Would you try to find nearby leaves and pick it up with your hand and accidentally, well...
You left it there, didn't you?
I'd take my pants off and, like, flag it, like, with my pants, cover it, and then come back and pick it up.
No, I hate when people leave like dog doo-doo in our yard, so I picked up some leaves that I could find nearby that had fallen.
Like covered it?
No, I tried to like scoop it.
And put it where?
Well, there was a garbage can nearby, but as I was scooping it, the leaf broke.
So it got in your hands?
Yeah.
Gross.
So it was not the greatest feeling, but I was able to leaf it up a little bit, and then I felt bad. I threw it in somebody's like dumpster, but I don't think like I hope it didn't hit the wall or anything. I hope it landed on top of the garbage.
At least you tried. Ugh. That's good.
I feel so judged right now. What was I supposed to do? Leave it there?
Leave it there?
Or put a leaf on top of it? Like magic?
See,
nothing
I would have put a little
here.
Marker like for a chop and like come back and got it, but. It depends how far you on your walk.
Would you have left your pants there?
Not my pants. I would have made a little like tent out of leaves.
Porkchop's taking his pants off. He's like, I'll come back and get these. Nobody will take them. Mackenzie, working on the garbage. What's coming up with it?
Yes, what Gronk wants fans to know. Plus, this superhero got trapped in an elevator.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, a thief broke into Jenna Dewan's Tesla and stole her purse.
Honestly, thank you and everybody for all the love and the support.
Channing Tatum's ex was distraught after she found her window got smashed and her purse was stolen in broad daylight on the Sunset Strip. The good news, the whole thing was captured by the paparazzi. So apparently they were just there watching this happen, taking pictures.
Like, hey man, can you turn this way real quick?
Exactly.
Hold on, just one second.
Just observing. The small purse was worth $3,000. The suspect hopped in a vehicle, a black Kia, and took off. And then Jenna's new boyfriend, Steve Kazee, was there and helped out, but they were like thankful to the paps because now they have everything on video and they'll probably get everything back. So.
I always like tell my wife, I'm like, please stop. She'll like leave her purse on the seat or like in the back. I'm like, you gotta hide it. Do you do that? Or
I have a bad habit, but now I throw it under something. You know who got me going? My little girl Lulu. She's like, Mommy, you need to hide this because she'll hide her tablet or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean that's me. I'm like your little daughter. Right
yes. Yep,
I'll be Lucy. Little JoJo.
Little JoJo, little Lulu. I love it. Well, Jason Momoa, little JJ, got stuck on an elevator, and he chronicled the whole thing. Aquaman himself, he was in Vancouver, Canada at a hotel, and he got stuck there with his friends and his dog. He said right now he was posted on Instagram all over the place. They opened a bag of M&Ms, had a couple of beers. 2 hours later, they were rescued by his stunt team. 2 hours in an elevator. Why did it take that long?
Who is it that, oh my God, I'm blanking right now, but we had an artist that came into town recently and we had a show and they got stuck in the elevator for like an hour.
Bozzy. Our elevator? In the building?
Not in our building.
At his hotel.
At his hotel though, but like our show, Bozzy got stuck in an elevator for like 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird that happens still.
I'm just afraid that it's going to happen to me. I'm not going to have my phone. It's going to be the weekend. Nobody's going to come and rescue me.
You're not going to have M&Ms or beer. It's
nothing.
Worst. Well, former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, he became emotional when describing his decision to retire from the NFL in March.
But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it.
So he is now an advocate for players to be allowed to use CBD products for pain relief. He just said, hey, physically, mentally, it took a huge toll on me. And now he's standing behind this cause, which is really cool. Of course, he was 29 when he retired, same age as Andrew Luck that just shook the nation over this last weekend. So, you know, we don't realize, we always think these guys, they're rich, they're famous, they're athletes, they have beautiful girlfriends. We think their life is perfect, but you really don't know what's going on day to day with them.
No, then you hear about their injuries, too. I mean, you think about it. They start playing football, like, when they're in middle school. All the way, 29 seems so young, but it's actually pretty old.
It's
20 years.
Living with that pain. Well, it's been 15 years since Kobe and Shaq were teammates, and Kobe Bryant is going on the record saying Shaquille could have been amazing.
I mean, this guy was a force like I have never seen. I mean, I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
So man, he's calling him out.
I know they're nice to each other, but they also talk a lot of crap about each other.
Yeah, he's saying basically if he was in better shape and had a better work ethic, he would have been amazing next level. Interesting. How do you think Shaq's taking this news?
I think he's just fine. I mean, he's got tons of endorsements. He's still doing well, and it might be true, but I don't think he's going to respond to it.
Just don't be lazy.
Don't do it at all. Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. And this seems stupid, but guess what? That's what we do here. We do dumb things. Mackenzie, do you have a theory on how to wash plates? Because people are going crazy on Twitter. They're saying that you need to wash the bottom of your dishes. Like, you cannot just scrub the top. You got to get the bottom. Do you agree with that, that you actually have to scrub the bottom too, or no?
And bottom, you mean, like, depth-wise? Like, go to the deeps?
No. Like, I guess the other side. Like the action that touches
a
table, or it would be on your lap.
Yeah, yeah.
Or...
I mean, I give it a good. I like to clean my dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Yes,
see,
of course.
Okay, now I'm the same way too, just going to that point. And my wife's like, why are you cleaning it? The dishwasher will do that.
You're doing its job for you.
But like, if you leave all that crusty stuff on, I swear it never goes off. But there's some people that actually say, no, you don't have to wash the bottom of the dishes. But if you don't do that, then you're going to have all that junk. Like,
right.
And it's going to get stuck on top of the other plate. Oh, it's just so nasty. So you will end up eating off of it.
I'm a big soaker. I soak, you know, things like with palm olive or whatever, and I'll leave it. But I hate coming home and like stuffing in the sink. But I'll, especially if it's guck or if in a bowl I make oatmeal or something like that, I'll soak it for a while so it's just squeaky clean.
Pork Chop and Liv, I don't know your living situations. Like, I know when I had some of my first apartments, I didn't have a dishwasher. Do you guys have dishwashers, or you got to wash your stuff by hand?
I do have a dishwasher. At my old place, I didn't, so I washed everything by hand.
Now, did you wash the bottom? Because that's what we were talking about. Like, actually saying, like, do you scrub the bottom of the dish or just the top?
I am a complete weirdo. I have to scrub the entire dish. I even scrub the sides. The very thin sides.
See, what's on the side? How much food are you spilling?
What are you eating?
I don't have a dishwasher. But that seems totally normal to me. I scrub every part of the dish. I scrub the bottom. I scrub the sides. I scrub the rim really hard.
You too?
I scrub the inside. Yeah, I feel like that's normal. That's how you properly clean a dish.
But like you understand me, because Mackenzie was wondering, the actual underside that like touches the table, you always scrub the bottoms too.
Yes. Is that not standard? Like dishwashers don't usually come with apartments now? I don't know.
No, I just...
I know some don't have washer dryers, but...
I mean, I don't... Probably new apartments probably do, but I mean, I'm living in a building from like the 1940s, because it's all I can afford.
Yeah. I gotcha. I was like, Buster, I feel like that should be a standardized
thing. Only
thing
that comes standard in her place is cockroaches. Other than that, that's all you're getting. Well, see, it's so interesting that four people, like everybody on the show says, yeah, I totally do that. Because there's a lot of people, I could not believe, and I was seeing this and I was reading through it and seeing why, on Twitter, like, yeah, I mean, like, it's not really necessary. It's like you're not eating from the bottom. Yeah, but when you stack a plate on top of another plate or a bowl into another bowl, You're putting it right there on the surface.
Exactly.
That is absolutely disgusting. I think this sums it up best. One person on Twitter wrote, "Now I understand why my mother wouldn't let us eat at other people's houses."
Oh,
you disgusting people out there. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. All right, get to the page, Grandpa. There we go. Popeyes, oh no. Restaurants across the country are expected to run out of their new chicken sandwiches by the end of the week. Okay, is this a marketing ploy, or are they really just not that prepared?
I tell you what, this is working, because every time I pass a Popeyes, and maybe because we've been talking about the sandwiches and what's been happening, but I notice a long line of 20 to 30 people, I kid you not, wrapped around the road, backing up traffic to get into Popeyes.
I have been eating well. It's only for a week, but honestly, that's like a year in my life. I am going to today after the show, I'm going to dip out early. Don't tell our boss why, but I'm going to go try to get some of this Popeyes at like 10:30.
So how long would you wait?
20 minutes.
Okay, that's your tops.
I mean, it's not the McRib. I mean, I am a McRib maniac.
You are?
Oh, I love the McRib.
I've never had a McRib.
Yes, I've been begging McDonald's for years to let me represent the McRib brand.
You would be great.
I know I would be. I'd be like, oh, the sauce is in my beard. I'm McRib man. But yeah, the sandwiches were introduced on August 12th, and the amount that has been sold has exceeded the company's expectations. They said they're working tirelessly to bring back the sandwich to customers. So yeah, that'll be back, but it's just, man, I want to get it before it's totally gone.
I think it's that want, that demand, because people know they're hard to get. Like, if anyone could get them, I don't think it would be all the rage, but since they're hard to get.
No, I think you're dead on with that, Mackenzie. Something for little kiddos you need to be aware of. If you have a Contigo like cup, I have one of those, like, for water. It's very common. There's a kid's cleanable water bottle that's been recalled because a silicone spout can detach and it poses a choking hazard for children. They were sold at Costco, Walmart, Target, and other stores, also online between April 2018 through June 2019. So that's something to keep an eye on. That little part could break off and the kid could choke on that. They're offering a free replacement for that faulty part, and yeah, they'll take care of you, but just keep an eye on that and look for it if you do have something. A new survey, I found this interesting. The average millennial still spends more on groceries than they do on restaurants. They say it's fairly close, though. And this is where it's like, okay, this is the lie. They say it's $187 a month on groceries and $139 a month on restaurants. I'm technically a millennial, and all of us are pretty much around that age in this room, like lower end or high end. Does anybody, first of all, spend that little? I could spend $139 in like a couple of dinners, like more than that in a month.
But $187 a month on groceries, that seems extremely
low. Who are you
low.
Feeding? Like, even just yourself. Live the web, girl, not to get too personal.
Yeah.
Can you feed yourself for $187 a month on groceries?
Yes, probably, but it's not the items that I would like to get.
Like ramen?
I mean, I'm definitely not getting organic or anything like that. I'm probably literally just buying like tuna and crackers.
Okay.
And like bread and peanut butter.
But what do you guys spend weekly on groceries, would you say?
I'd have to ask Lindsay, because honestly, she handles all of our finances. But recently, we've been really bad. We've been spending a majority of our budget on actual eating out, like fast food or a restaurant. But I would say, I would agree with that majority of our spending is dining out and not eating in. What about you guys? Do you guys eat out more, or do you actually dine at home?
I'm like 95% eating out and 5% spending
really?
On groceries. Yeah.
I literally have the conversation with myself. We have food at home.
But do you
like
listen to
mind?
It? Do you listen to yourself?
No. And then I go out, I'm like, oh, but I really want to just grab an acai bowl or grab something quick, and it's just easier. But
see, I'm like the opposite. I probably eat in 95% of the time
That's
and
smart.
Eat out 5% of the time.
We're switched.
Yeah, no
yeah,
kidding.
But I'm also broke.
But then my Same. Little one, then I'm like, shoot, I don't have all her goodies and her snacks. Like, I got to pack the lunches the next time. I'm like,
right.
Oh, now I have to go to the grocery and get all her stuff. Yeah.
And the final story here today for Joe's Need to Know News, there's a Russian soccer reporter, and this guy is dedicated to his job. No, I don't understand what he's saying, because once again, it's Russian. I hope he's not swearing. But while he's doing a live report on the field, the sprinklers end up coming on. And does it stop this guy? No.
Кристиан Бистрович, я сейчас прямо стану мокрым, потому что поле начинают поливать, поэтому буду говорить максимально быстро, или я помазу, но я становлюсь еще мокрее и мокрее. Давай продолжаем.
It's blasting Whoa. Him in the face, and he just takes the mic down. He's getting squirted right. Like, why don't you move out of the camera, man?
Whoa.
Красота. Ну вот, все равно продолжаю свой эфир. В общем, сложно будет ЦСКА усилить как-то игру по ходу этого матча и становлюсь еще мокрее.
It's back.
Ah!
Но все равно продолжаю говорить.
This guy is a champion. I don't even know what he's saying. I hope I was allowed to play it on the radio. But you can see this video and everything else with Joe's Need to Know News on our website. Just head on over there. Also, we'll put it on Instagram, a little swipe up link. That's Joe's Need to Know News. All right, today's song of the day might be about you. The category is best song that has a person's name in it. You get to vote coming up next. I'll give you that number one more time if you want to save it in your phone. It's 52140. Song of the day. Oh man, I gotta be honest. We've only been doing this for like 3 weeks or so, maybe a month. I never seem to win, but I still really enjoy doing Song of the Day, and hopefully you do too, because you get to vote on what song you think best represents the category. Now, what is the category, the theme today? Well, it's best song that has a person's name in it.
Ooh, this was exciting. It took a little research.
Now, here's where I'm kind of mad at myself. I don't want to say what it is, but there are several songs that I realized after we started today's show, I'm like, this is a better song than what I went with,
and that usually
doesn't happen. So I still think I'll win, but I'm a little concerned. All right, let's kick things off with Liv the Web Girl today and see what she's got for Song of the Day.
So my Song of the Day today is an absolute classic, and also her brand new album just came out, so I've been listening to Taylor Swift a lot. So I thought this song was perfect because it talks about the two most iconic people when you think of a love story, and that's Romeo and Juliet, and this song is Love Story.
You want to hear Liv's song, Taylor Swift Love Story is the best song that has a person's name in it. Text the word song to S-O-N-G 52140 is the number. All right, now this is a song I stand by, but I just thought of so many other good ones. I also thought of Mackenzie because I think your mom's mentioned in this song.
Yes!
I went with Drake in My Feelings.
Kiki, do you love me?
This is her jam.
It's written about Mackenzie's mom, fun fact.
Kiki.
Because I want you and I need you.
I mean, there's so many names in there. Okay, if you want to hear In My Feelings by Drake, that's my song of the day. Best song that has a person's name in it. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Porkchop, what are you bringing today?
There is an artist that is always name-dropping. And, like, I think every song he has, he drops names. He bashes on people. And I think, isn't his mom's name Debbie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a part in one of his songs where he says, you know, like, screw you, Debbie. And anyways, and I love rapping his song. So that's why I hope he wins today. It's Eminem Without Me.
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Because we need a little controversy. Because it feels so empty without me. Just follow me, because we need a little controversy,
because
it feels so empty without me.
All right, I am going to tell you this. If you want to vote for Porkchop, he had Eminem Without Me. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. After hearing that, I am now voting for Porkchop.
Oh, really?
I was going to say, I might vote for Joe, because it has my mom's name in it. All great selections, everyone. Okay, my selection, I went way back, OG style, little Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Classic.
It'll be interesting to see if people receive that song or if, like, how could you play Michael Jackson music?
You know, that'll get you going. I mean, that's a great song.
All right, if you want to hear Mackenzie's choice today, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, for best song that has a person's name in it, grab your phone and get to texting. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let me recap all these one final time, and the voting is now open. If you want to vote for Liv's song, Taylor Swift Love Story. If you want to vote for my song, Joe, it's Drake In My Feelings. If you'd like to vote for Porkchop, it's Eminem Without Me. And Mackenzie, you just heard it, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We got the votes already starting to come in. We got Rosie. Yep, she's ready to roll. We'll get a winner coming up next on Radio Now.
Thank you.
That's so scary. What is that breathing?
Sorry, stretching. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and Rosie.
Rosie's looking gorgeous today.
Oh, she just said thank you in robot. Okay, Pork Chop is tallying the results right now. The voting has ended for Song of the Day. The category we had was Best Song That Has a Person's Name in It. Here's a brief recap of all the possible options that you could have voted for today. We had Live the Web Girl first with Taylor Swift, Love Story. Myself, Joe, I had Drake in My Feelings. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Pork Chop had Eminem, Without Me. Now this looks like on top of me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy. Feels so empty without me. And finally, Mackenzie had an oldie but a goodie, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
That's right. My favorite to dance to at wedding receptions.
Now we know her weakness, little Billie Jean.
Yes.
Isn't it cool, though? The one thing I will say is, like, if you could have a light-up dance floor like that music video.
Right.
Everywhere you walk, like, uh-oh, Pork Chop does not look too happy today.
Oh,
maybe,
no.
Maybe voting didn't go the way he thought it would.
I need help from Rosie. I need another
Rosie
5 seconds.
Rosie with the assist.
This really sounds like she's in pain.
Pork Chop looks like a mad scientist when he's calculating votes. It's like stuff is flying.
Something,
he's sweating.
Like, I feel like Rosie's not even helping
him. I know.
Something very interesting has happened today.
Ooh.
The votes are in. The results are in. Last place, Live the Web Girl.
Oh!
Third place, Joe Pesh.
What?
I gotta be honest.
I'm just happy I'm like in the top two.
I'm not the worst.
In first place, with over 51% of the vote.
Ooh, the popular majority today.
Producer Pork Chop.
Oh, I was so close.
Oh my gosh.
We were close.
Sorry, Mackenzie.
But I'm moving up in the world.
There you go. You
weren't the second spot.
You weren't last place today. Congratulations, Pork Chop, the winner. Most awkward thing I've seen all day. Producer Pork Chop trying to rap. It's painful.
I was into it.
It's awkward and it's not good for you.
He definitely wants you to know that he knows all of the words.
I just sing it well, Liv.
Ooh.
That's not what I said. I just said you know all of the words. I was trying to give you like kind of a compliment because Joe said it was awkward and it was a little awkward.
I liked it. Actually, I captured it. I'll put it on our story.
I don't want it to get flagged. Maybe you shouldn't. Okay. We're trying to gain followers. Radio Now AM show, not lose them. But
okay.
I know Pork Chop is your winner today. Song of the day. The category was best song that has a person's name in it. And he went with Eminem, Without Me. If you got a suggestion for a theme, send us a DM, Radio Now AM show, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
We love sharing what we're into. It could be a place we like to eat, maybe some makeup, maybe some beauty. It could be a song, pretty much anything. If you have something, let us know what it is. 833-563-2539 so we can share it with everybody and maybe check it out ourselves. That's why we share our stuff with you so you can check it out. For me, I'm maybe not the first person to mention this, but I really just think it's a great thing to check out. Unless you're offended easily, it's Dave Chappelle. He's got a brand new Sticks and Stones actual stand-up special on Netflix. We've been talking about that it's going to be coming, but it was released this week, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. Here's him talking about the first time he found, like, weed in his son's bedroom.
And I went into my oldest son's room. I was like, hello, hello. He was gone. And I'd never done this thing before, but for some reason, I just did it. I just looked through his just to see who this mother was becoming. And I found these notebooks, and I started going through the notebooks, and it was all this wonderful poetry in them. Written as his handwriting. I didn't even know this wrote poems. And then I looked through his drawers and I opened up his middle drawer and I found his rolling paper. And I looked down at them papers like, oh, That's where that poetry's coming from.
It's really good. There's a lot of controversy in there, too. He talks about Michael Jackson, all kinds of things. But if you want to check it out, that is what I'm into. It is Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, stand-up special on Netflix. Mackenzie, what are you into?
I was going to say, Chappelle is the best.
He is great.
He is phenomenal. I'm so back. I'm glad he's back. Okay, I'm into this. It's interesting because I need caffeine because we get up at 3 in the morning. And I try to hydrate. So I need water. So I have discovered caffeinated water. I don't know if you've tried. There's a lot of these in the market, but it's caffeine water.
How's it taste?
It's by 3. Just like water, pure spring water. It has, it's enhanced pH, infused with electrolytes. But if you need a little pick-me-up and you don't want to do like energy shots or energy drinks, or you're like, I'm kind of tired of coffee, give it a whirl. Caffeine water.
Does it work? Like, how much caffeine are we talking? Like, does it really wake you up?
It wakes me. I have a weird, like, I don't think I'm affected like a normal person by caffeine. I can drink coffee and literally go to bed, but it does perk me up a little bit, okay. I will say. I would definitely give it a try. Try it.
All right, cool. That's would what Mackenzie's into. I would if it would actually pick me up. That's just the only thing is like live right up. Is it going to be like a couple of cups of coffee? Because then I'm down.
It says basically as much caffeine as a half cup of coffee.
Oh, then I'm going to have like a whole gallon of that. All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom just like coffee makes me do. Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
All right, it's going to get a little gay for a second.
Excuse me?
There's this band. You probably know them. They're called Why Don't We?
Like, no, I don't know.
Yes!
They're like, I don't know, it's 5 guys, and they're all like young and whatever, and sing song that typically girls like.
So kind of like a new One Direction.
There you go. Yes.
Are you going to play what I think you're going to play?
Well, they just came out with a song a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago, and it's called What Am I? And I feel like this song relates to me because this is kind of what I'm going through right now.
I met her on a Monday evening. She was standing outside of the parking lot. And I said, hey, ma, where you been? Been looking for a woman like you for all my life. And she said, hola, talk to me before I have to leave. And one day we could be maybe more than 2 lost souls just passing by. Knew I was falling when I looked inside your eyes. She said,
he said,
I know you are, but what am I?
Tell me, have you seen a sunset turn into a sunrise? Kiss right through the night. Cause we should try that sometime. Hold you till the morning. But if I said I'm falling, would you just reply?
Isn't that so sweet?
It is so good. Like, yeah. Pork Chop and I were walking the hall, and our boss was playing this in his office, and literally we stopped, or we were kind of in there anyway, and we're like, who is that?
I remember I heard it just a couple days ago. So, yeah, that one's for Baby Blues.
Oh my god.
If you missed it, that's the name that Pork Chop's throwing out for the guy he's been seeing for a week.
But me and Joe are vetoing it.
Liv, I don't think we're vetoing it. It's just the fact is it's not a dictatorship. It's a democracy. We have to go over and decide upon a name. But as of now,
I like it. I think he's in love. You guys, I have never seen Pork Chop so infatuated with someone.
But you've only known him in a relationship.
Well, I
kind of want to talk about this.
No, I was with him during a breakup. During one breakup with his ex.
True.
I kind of want to talk about this as a whole separate thing. And not just you only, I know I'm picking on you, but can you really fall for somebody in a week? And then that's a whole other topic, but I would like to talk about it.
Because
it seems like Pork Chop is like falling and he can't get up.
What if he's listening? He's going to be like, all right, he's a creeper and then he's out.
All right. Well, then let me move on to Liv then. We'll totally forget about you being creepy.
He's panicking. He's sweating.
He sweats a lot. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, I am into this song. I'm sure most of you all have heard it. It's one of Taylor Swift's new songs. It was actually her last single before her album dropped. It's called Lover. I'm not kidding. I had a 2-hour drive on Sunday, and I listened to this song on repeat for the entirety of the 2 hours.
Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close? Forever and ever, and I take me out and take me home. You're my lover.
So good.
Yes, and her, she actually performed this at the VMAs, and that was incredible, too, if you want to check that out.
And speaking of Taylor Swift, later on in the show, we will be playing a little game. I might have heard of it called Catchphrase.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, less than an hour from now, and you'll be able to win if you're on the winning team, probably Team Joe. You will get Taylor Swift's new album, Lover.
See what you did there. Just slid that in.
Thank you. I'm very smooth. That's what we're into. You can check it out online on our website, but also we'll put a swipe up link later this morning on Instagram. So go follow us now, Radio Now AM Show. Oh man, how did this happen? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. Hey, coming up in less than 15 minutes, we are getting into it. Box of Shame, live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Producer Pork Chop lost Daradice yesterday, so he will face all sorts of possible punishments
coming
up. Are
you scared, Pork Chop? Nervous?
A little.
He's sweaty.
It could be anything you have to do.
833-563-2539. Everybody loves a new car smell, but one wrong move and it can be ruined forever. What did you spill in your car? I used to detail cars when I first started in radio. I worked at a car wash, gas station place, and they also had a detail shop. So you'd come in there, you'd want your car waxed, or you want the inside clean. I think the worst thing that I ever had to clean up, and it's probably quite common, was spilt milk. And the thing is, not even that it was like, if you get it up quickly and you get it all out, it's not bad. But this milk, Mackenzie, baked into the carpet. It was like a little science experiment. And it was one of the top five worst smells I've ever had in my life. I'm not even going to describe the other ones because I don't know if they're appropriate for the radio.
Dairy of any kind spilt. Bad.
Absolutely disgusting. 833-563-2539. Things happen while you're driving or maybe getting into your car. I want to know, what did you spill in your car? 833-563-2539. Liv, you got a new car. Have you ruined it yet or what?
No, I haven't ruined it yet. This was actually in my old car. So I was driving a bunch of my guy friends to a party because they didn't have a DD. And so I had about five guys in the back of my car. And this was a tiny little sedan. And a guy in my front seat in the car, and they had a bunch of Solo cups. Well, they start like wrestling around in the back, and I'm like, guys, take it easy. Like, no. We have no room, and this is illegal. And I ended up, like, one of the guys got knocked in the back. He was sitting on someone's lap and spilt two cups all over my entire dashboard and radio. It was beer. So now my car just reeked of
which
beer.
Which is great if you get pulled over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also dip spit.
Ew.
I had dip spit. Which
disgusting.
Is the worst thing to clean out. And I'm not kidding. My car smelled like beer for at least 4 months after that.
That's disturbing.
I don't know the scientific reason, because I'm sure there is one. But like, yeah, beer smells fine when you crack a can. But the next day after a party when you're cleaning up all the beer cans, that is just one of the worst smells. You're like, and to have that in your, how long did that linger in your car?
I'm not joking, like 4 months. And also all of the buttons on my radio were super sticky. So I could only use, it was stuck.
Like, what happened in this vehicle?
It was stuck on one station because I couldn't switch it because they were so sticky.
That is so horrible. I had a acai bowl, and that's not a car food.
No, it's home only.
It's a yogurt, and I'm eating it as fast as I can. It's blue magic. It's bright blue, like Smurf blue. I spilled it all over my lavender dress right before I was about to go live on TV. I had to make a mad dash and do a like change very quickly because I never got it out of the dress. I sent it to the cleaners, like, and they were like, I'm sorry, this is done. Like,
you're just gonna have to wear something else.
And then it ran all over my car, and there's still blue between the driver's seat, like where my
I kind of want to go to your car and see this.
I can't get it out.
833-563-2539. Andrea, what did you spill in your ride?
So I brought home some of the donations. Well, actually, I was bringing it to my office. But I was taking the Starbucks syrup donations that we received from an event, and I left them in my car overnight because I was going to bring them back to the office in the morning. Almost an entire full bottle of cinnamon dolce syrup
sealed
and saturated underneath my seat of my car. So when I had to have it detailed because it was in the back seat, when I had my car detailed, they had to remove my front passenger seat to get all of it extracted. And it's been 2 months now, and I still smell cinnamon dolce. It's been extracted twice, and I had an ozone cleaning as well.
On the bright tip, did it smell good for a little bit? I love the smell of cinnamon.
It actually smells amazing. It gets too hot. It gets too hot outside, and then I get a headache because it's too strong.
Too cinnamony. I was going to say, a lot of people put cinnamon in their car so it smells good.
I feel like Andrea's going
to... have to buy another air freshener for my car forever.
Instant. I love it.
I feel like Andrea's going to go today and buy some pumpkin spice and just pour that all over there, too, to get ready for the fall. Hey, Andrea, thank you for calling in to 833-563-2539. Let's go to Corey this morning. Corey, what did you spill in your car? I hope it didn't stink too bad.
So I had somebody flipping pancakes, and I had to clean up the remnants out of the back of my car. I was an Uber driver.
Wait, you Uber drove and somebody was hooking up in your car?
So, no, it was actually after the fact, but the remnants was in my car.
Oh, you drove them after they had flipped pancakes?
Yes.
Got Ew. It. Did you charge them? I know, like, Ubers, if someone throws up, you can charge them, like, a $200 cleaning fee. Did you charge
them?
No,
so I didn't even notice it until about 10 minutes later, and I had my wife, you know, obviously I noticed it when she got in the car. And then later on, like, I'm driving down the road with my window down, I roll my window back up, and I'm like, oh, no. I look in my back seat, and there it is.
Oh, that is so gross.
All right, I'm gonna go with Lyft now, Corey. Thanks. Now that I know you drive for Uber, I want to avoid that. Hey, poor Chad, what about you? Do you ever have anything that you got like spilled in your vehicle?
I remember when I was, this is nasty, when I was really, really young. This is like one of my first memories. I had to be like 4 or 5 years old. I was old enough to where I didn't have diapers. Probably 4 or 5.
Why did I ask?
And he's like, when I was 8.
It was like an emergency. I had to go to the bathroom. So my parents I went in a cup and it spilled in the car.
Okay. I regret asking that decision.
I will say I had a very similar traumatic experience. My little dog, Belle, she's blind and deaf, the Helen Keller of dogs. She started to go to the bathroom in the back of my car on the way, taking her to the vet. It was awful.
You couldn't
and I have
wait?
A screaming baby. Lulu's like, Mommy, Mommy, Lou's, Belly's going. And I'm like driving. I swerve off the road. Someone probably thinks I'm having a seizure. And I grab her because she's half going.
And by the time you grab her, it's too late.
Road. It was the worst experience of my life.
Let's talk to Aubrey. We'll wrap things up here. Aubrey, we want to know, what did you spill in your car?
I spill buffalo chicken dip with ranch in my car.
Oh.
I was driving to my company outing or my company get together, and I guess I didn't close the lid all the way, and I turned in my car really fast, and all the buffalo chicken dip, it started spilling out.
You're just like, no!
Yeah, all the way.
If I was you,
it was really bad.
I just would have turned around, went home, and opened the bag of chips and ate it out of my car. I'm like, you know what?
You would.
This is a sign. This is how it's going to go. Hey, Aubrey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, guys, I had something happen to me years ago. I think it was probably 7 or 10 years ago. So long ago, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember the situation. And, well, it happened to me again, and I feel violated, and I'm not really happy about it. But I want to know if anybody else has actually went through what I've went through. I'll tell you the full story and get your thoughts coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What about the Box of Shame and Dare Dice? Well, we're less than 10 minutes from that, too, so don't go anywhere. 833-563-2539. I would like to know, let's make this a competition because honestly I feel violated and I'm not happy about it, but maybe we can turn it around. I would like to know how much money was drained out of your account when somebody skimmed your card or stole your debit or ATM or credit card. Because here's what happened to me. For the second time in my life, it's been 7 years, but about 7 years ago, somebody, I think at a pizza place, because here's where I was dumb, I gave my order over the phone with my card. And so I was like, yes, my number's 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, I'm giving them out. I'm like, yes, it's a Visa. Here's my number on the back. So they have all the information you need. And they drained my account back then, and they took a lot of money. I think it was all I had in my checking was 800, 900 bucks at the time. And I was like, well, how am I going to get to payday with no money? Well, guess what? I wake up yesterday morning, getting ready to do the show, and I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm overdrawn on my account? There should be some money there. But no, my account was overdrawn, and apparently somebody, I think, at a fast food restaurant that I paid for a drink the other day. I think they must have taken it because they took like 3 minutes. I'm like, what is taking so long to give me my card back? So that's why I think it happened. I can't prove that, but they drained my account again. This time it was like only $400 or $500, but it's like, guys, really?
Yeah.
And
it's just the legwork that you have to do.
It is.
I mean, you know, you'll get hopefully the funds back, but it's now I got to deal with this and I got to deal with this and cancel the cards, get new cards.
So I want to turn this into a fun competition this morning because hopefully you do get your money back like I'm supposed to. What happened? Like, how much money was drained out of your account when somebody tried to, like, not necessarily steal your identity, but like they skimmed your PIN card or your debit card or your credit card? 833-563-2539. Now, as far as anybody on the show, am I the only one that's had their card jacked? Because I've had it happen twice. Like, has anybody else had that happen to them?
It happened to me.
What happened, Pork Chop?
I was actually in Mexico. And so we drove into the country, but on the way back, we walked across the border. And I was just standing in line. And there's a lot of people to you, like, close to you. They're really close. And I guess my bank said someone must have been walking by real close to me that had a magnet reader in their card. And it just swipes my information. And then they sell it on the internet. And someone in New Jersey, which is ironic because that's where I'm from, bought two Hewlett-Packard computers for $449 each. And was that $900 was taken out of my account?
This doesn't surprise me about our little Pork Chop here because he's so sweet, but he's so gullible and naive with things like that. Like, he has given out his social security number over the phone. He'll give out his last like bank state. He's just very trusting. And I'm telling him, I'm like, Pork Chop, do not. There's bad people in the world that'll take advantage of you.
And I feel bad from this situation, Mackenzie, because like out of all those things he is guilty of doing, this one had nothing to do with any of that, like giving out the information. It was simply that somebody came by, jeep, scanned it, and he's totally oblivious to what's going on.
It's the worst feeling, though. Don't you just feel violated? Like, someone's pretending to be you, using your funds, and now you're, like, I'm sure that initial, it's fear. Like, oh my gosh, I just took all my money.
Well, it is, and I tell him, I'm like, check the bank accounts, because, like, right about now, it's the end of the month for us, and, like, at least when we pay bills, so I'm like, we're going to, like, miss our rent, we're going to, like, you know, I mean,
yeah, of course.
There's a lot of bills, and everybody does everything, which
I panic.
I like the convenience, my grandma doesn't, but I like online bill pay.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes with a card, luckily this is not the main card, this is my fun money card, because that would have been the real problem, but when you cancel the card, you forget all the things you have set up to there, so you have to reapply every account to that card.
Like auto pay stuff.
Oh, it's such a frustration. So let's do the number game. My number this time was only about $450, so not too bad. I want to know how much money got jacked from you. Let's call these criminals out. Jada, thanks for hanging on this morning. What was the amount that was taken from you?
It was $900.
Wow. Now, do you know what it was spent on? For me, they spent a couple $100 at a gas station, and then I think they went to like a big store to buy stuff.
Well, actually, the person who took it out was my own mom.
What?
And
what?
Yes.
Your own mom?
She took my bank account information, took my card information without me knowing, and put it on all of her bills that she needed to pay. And so recently I started a job about a year ago, and my first paycheck completely took all of it.
Now, did you, like, charge your mom? Did you go after her?
I tried to. She got all defensive and said it wasn't her, but I knew it was her.
She denied it?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she tried to lie about it.
That had to make, like, aww, Thanksgiving and Christmas a little awkward.
Awkward.
Hey, Mom, I think I know what you can get me for Christmas. My money back. Jada, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Ooh, these are some big numbers here. Justin, what do you have? What happened to you? How much money?
Right around $1,300.
Dang. What was happening? Like, what was it spent on?
I don't know. Either someone skimmed my card or hacked my account in India. I want to say it was like Mumbai.
Okay. Love Mumbai this time of year.
And, basically how we found out was we were at the grocery store on base and we were paying and they're like, hey, you only have this much money. And we're like, wait, that's not accurate. I just got paid yesterday. And come to find out, someone either hacked my account and drained me.
Man, that sucks.
Did
first of all, thank you for your service,
too.
Yeah,
did you get it back ever?
I eventually got it back about 3 weeks later, and then I immediately switched banks.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, and thank you for your service. Let's go to line number 5 this morning, and we'll talk to Caitlin. Ooh, this could be the record. Caitlin, how much money was drained from your bank account?
About $2,000.
Dang, money bags.
Well, I was in high school, and I was saving up for a car.
Aww.
And I had left my wallet in my car that night. And when I went to school that morning, I couldn't find my wallet. So I was like, oh, no big deal. It's probably at home. Come home, still no wallet. So I called my mom, and I was freaking out. And I was like, Mom, like, I don't know what to do. Da, 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 da. And so she had me call my bank, and my bank was like, you have no money in your account. And I was like, what the heck?
That's why they always say you have to have cash. And I know it's hard to do, but they always say you should have some cash in your home somewhere hidden just in case something like this happens.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate it. We'll wrap things up with Bradley this morning. Bradley, how much was taken for you, and do you know what it was spent on?
Yeah, so they took about $1,300, and it happened to be German porn.
What?
Yeah. What? Who's buying German porn?
Some dude in New York who, I guess, is really, really into it.
How? It was all spent on that?
Yeah. I woke up to a text message alert on my phone.
In German?
And, well, no, it was just from my bank saying, hey, you know, you overdrawn by $1,300. And I'm like, well, I literally just woke up, so I don't think so. So I looked on my statement, and I tracked the website and whatnot, and it's German porn.
Wow.
You're like, I've been to a lot of websites, but not this particular one.
And no one believes you. They're like, sure, wasn't you.
By the way, who even pays for that?
Your identity was stolen, sure.
Come on. Bradley, man, thank you for calling in this morning. I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm glad to hear I'm not alone. So hopefully my stuff's right. Speaking of it being like hacked, I think my emails, my old email, I don't even use it anymore, it was hacked because I told you guys after the show it happened. I had notifications on my phone. It was like scheduled like a calendar event saying like, buy my new iPhone. It had like a link. So I think it was all spam and trying to hack even more info. But thankfully, I got it resolved, and hopefully everybody else did too.
You're having a rough week.
I am, and it's only Wednesday.
Yay!
You know who's going to have a rougher week than all of us? Producer Porkchop, because guess what? Dare Dice is coming up next.
You should see his face.
Producer Porkchop is a sucker for punishment. He rolled the lowest number for Dare Dice yesterday, and coming up next, he has to face the Box of Shame. Bring in the Box of Shame! Hey, we're going to go live on Instagram too, so follow us right now. Radio Now AM Show. Shame, shame, shame. Where is the Box of Shame? Because producer Porkchop is going to face it right now. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to go live. Radio Now, AM show. Porkchop yesterday, if you missed it, rolled what, a 1?
Yeah, that's like my average.
The lowest number possible. Average. You want to roll a high number because the lowest number has to face the Box of Shame. And Porkchop, just to remind everybody, there's a lot of things that are in there that you could possibly face. There is a tic-tac-toe Sharpie where we'd have to play tic-tac-toe. For you, it'd be on your face. On me, it'd be on my head, but you might have to work later.
I have to. I'm serving tonight at the very fancy steakhouse at 4 o'clock, so I can't get Sharpie on my face.
There was something that was so cool. You had to walk backwards for the rest of the day.
I like, can't
everywhere
do that.
Go.
Yeah, the 24-hour back. So, like, you'd have to serve everybody walking by backwards. Like, hey,
how am I going to serve them if I'm walking backwards?
I feel like you'd get more business. People would come in just to see you do that.
There's a clothespin face where you have to have a bunch of clothes to see how many clothespins you can put on your face. Baby bird food is a good one. And
I will literally throw up.
I think there's a lick it or pick it, or it's called pick it or lick it.
Wait, what is that one?
It's where you you have to lick one of two things. I think it's either the bottom of somebody's foot on the show or their armpit.
Oh my God.
But you get to pick it.
I'm such a germaphobe.
I'd pick bottom of Mackenzie's foot.
Well, I think the show as a group has to decide, so probably my foot. But,
wait, by the bottom of my shoe or my foot?
Yeah, Joe just wants me to lick his feet. Ew, dude. He's like, the show has to pick. It's me.
No, I just feel like my foot's way grosser than Mackenzie's. She actually gets like all that callus and stuff removed. I keep it there for flavor. Now, Porkchop, are you ready to dive into the Box of Shame, and we'll see what you have to do?
Literally so dumb. Yeah.
Here he goes.
He's so dumb. I don't like it.
He's opening up the Box of Shame.
Do I have to close my eyes or can I look?
Yes, there's no cheating.
All right.
He's shuffling around the dares.
All right.
Oh, are you going deep? He's going deep.
All right, I got one. Is this one?
Yep, looks like one.
Okay.
Cannot wait to see what Porkchop faces.
Oh, man. I'm nervous.
No, 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 no! No!
What, are you going to lick my foot?
What is it?
You
going to
lick my foot? Lick my pit?
Ew!
Get a trash can, someone. I'm telling you, I'm going to throw up. I can't even say it. It's baby bird.
Oh, no. Honestly, this is the only one I was afraid of doing. I was afraid of doing the baby bird. If you don't know what that is, like sweet nature things happen where mama birds chew up the food for the little baby birds and they kind of feed it down to them. And Porkchop's going to be our little baby bird today. Who's going to be mama bird? Mackenzie, are you the mama bird? Liv, are you the mama bird? Am I the daddy bird? We could do daddy bird.
Liv.
Liv's going to do it.
Liv, do
okay.
it. Do it. Let's just do it. Get it done. Do
what,
it. Get it done.
What food is it going to be?
Well, the only food I brought today, I already ate my blueberries, but I have this like organic kind of grass-fed turkey Slim Jim kind of thing.
Oh, a Slim Jim?
You're going to baby bird a Slim
what?
Jim into
it's
his mouth?
It's organic and it's grass-fed.
I'm telling you, I'm going to throw up.
That's fine.
Hey, Porkchop, it's only 70 calories and it's got a ton of protein.
But what if she doesn't
it?
Chew it all the way and there's like chunks?
Oh my gosh. This is such good video. I can't wait for you to see this.
I am nervous and I'm not even partaking in this. We're live on Instagram right now. You guys
want
to do it?
I actually want Porkchop to wait a little bit longer. I want to play one song.
Yes. He needs to mentally prepare for this.
Everyone's saying they would throw up too, and Porkchop looks like he's going to throw up.
He does.
He looks not that well.
All right. So Liv's going to put that in her mouth, chew it up, and then regurgitate it basically into the mouth.
Literally, do you have to use that word?
All right. Regurgitate.
We will have Porkchop face his box of shame punishment next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Live on Instagram, Radio Now AM show, producer Porkchop.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're going to get, as much as I want to laugh at you right now, because I'm so glad you're in this position and I'm not, I'm afraid you're just going to quit the show.
Yeah, what if Liv has cooties? This could be an HR issue.
I'm scared that it's a Slim Jim, of all things, that she's going to regurgitate into your mouth, because I feel like it might be better if it was, like, strawberries or, like,
mashed potatoes.
A smoothie.
Here's the thing.
Who
brings
mashed potatoes?
I brought fruit, but I already ate the berries, and it's organic, it's grass-fed, it's great quality, it's 70 calories, it's 10 grams of protein.
She's totally selling this.
We're doing the baby bird. That is Porkchop's punishment. Thank God. I put that in there, and I hoped it never happened to me. Now, Liv will be the mama bird, you'll be the baby, so you want him to sit? How are we going to do this here?
Yeah, so I'm going to get on the stool.
Oh, you're going to be up high.
And kind of kneel high so he can fully tilt his head back. And I can, you know, just dribble it in.
All right, get into your perch. Get up high there, Mama Bird. Make sure she doesn't fall.
We're live right now on Instagram.
Perch. Yeah, Radio Now AM show. All right, okay. I'm getting the perch. I'm opening up the
Porkchop. How you feeling, man? Like right now, because she's opening up the beef stick.
I don't know, man. Like I feel like my chest is heavy.
Wow.
This is free range. Turkey,
oh, it's the good stuff. It's the good stuff.
So she's perched up on a stool. Are you already throwing up? Oh my! If he throws up, I'm gonna throw up.
If he throws up, I'm gonna throw We're up all too.
Listen. You guys
so
need to make sure that you cover yourselves
over
the garbage can.
I'm going to throw
Porkchop, are you okay? We haven't even done it yet. Why are you sick?
I am not about to baby bird into his mouth and then him.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Stop saying baby bird.
Wait, do you want a different name, like baby dog?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready, Porkchop?
He's already getting sick.
Dude, I'm so scared that I'm going to be, you know, doing it. And then he's like,
stop talking about it. Don't talk about it. Stop. Just let's do it.
This is the worst. Get out of your head. Just don't think about what's happening.
Oh, I'll think about blue eyes.
Think about your new hot man. You would like him to do this to you.
I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. Hurry up, guys. Come on.
Okay, you guys.
People listen. They expect us to pay off the bets.
Okay.
All right, Mama Bird is now perched up.
We're live on Instagram, so you can see this.
Dude, he's gonna.
Oh, he's not. Little, let go. If he barfs, he barfs. It's part of the punishment. All right, baby bird, open up your mouth.
He barely can open his mouth.
Do I get placed?
If someone barfs
on
me,
you have to like drop it in like a baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Birds don't have hands. You have to put it in his mouth.
You have to chew it up though. Don't just like clunk it in.
Now you gotta have your mouth closed because you don't want to spill any.
Oh no, he's gonna barf.
I
swear if you barf on me, I'm going to be so mad.
Everyone's going to end up throwing up.
All right, here we go. In three.
Oh, so uncomfortable. He can't even open his mouth.
Open your mouth. Two.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why is he going to throw up? She hasn't done it yet.
Oh, poor Chop. Come on, dude.
Chop.
Come on. Come on.
All right. Are you okay? I feel bad now. This is like torture.
We made him throw. I say we made him throw up. That's.
No, okay. No. 833-563.
You can do it, Joe.
No, Liv, I would do it. I would be a team player, and I would pay off my bet and my debt if I lost. But unfortunately for you guys, I don't roll ones.
I know, but I didn't lose.
I
so
know.
So someone has to baby bird it to him, and if he's not throwing up on me.
Then fine. I'll baby. You want me to baby bird
it? No, no.
Give it. I'll chew up that beef stick right now.
If you don't do it, Joe's going to come over here. So here's the deal. Close your eyes and open your mouth and just... It'll happen fast.
Put the garbage out.
Sounds so magical.
Sounds like your first time you hooked up.
Oh, gosh.
You sounds should a lot like college, guys.
Put the garbage can on the ground. Put it long ways in case you projectile.
This is so wild. Okay.
Now, here we go.
So
come
now,
on.
Everybody, take a deep breath.
And
reset.
Just do it.
Reset, everybody. We
in
can do this.
Three.
Oh, my God.
You're not throwing up. Now he's just being dramatic.
Oh, no, he is.
Oh, really?
Stuff's coming out.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
We might want to take a pause. Oh!
Okay.
We haven't even done it yet.
833-563-2539. Here's what I'll do. I'll take three calls. If people think that Pork Chop should fulfill his obligation and do the baby bird, you need to do it. If not, we will give you mercy this week. And let you move on. There's a little tear right now, so now I kind of feel guilty.
He already did throw up. I feel bad.
833-563-2539. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I mean, how many people listening right now would love to have a nice little turkey slice of beef jerky? I would. Give it to me.
Regurgitated?
Yeah, well,
no.
I don't know. We'll find out what you think, and maybe we'll let him off next. I apologize if you've been trying to get some resolution to what's happening today, but sometimes things go longer than you expect them to go, and today is a hot mess here on the show.
There's
Are you okay?
There's been a plot twist is what's happened, because Pork Chop was gearing up to do it, and then he's already thrown up a few times.
Yeah, like one and a half
kind
times.
Kind of started with dry heaving, and then he already threw up. So now I feel terrible. They haven't even done the dare. This hasn't even been open.
Can I call an audible? Can I lick Joe's foot or something?
No.
I'll do that.
Here's my thing, and I want to get to. Let me get to the calls first, then I'll throw my stuff out there and see what people think. Because we got full phone lines. I don't have your name, so just if I talk to you, try to say something. Good morning. Who's this?
Ashley,
thank you so much. What do you think? Should Pork Chop have to do the baby bird where Liv chews it up, she feeds it to him like a nice baby mama bird would do, and he takes it like a little baby bird?
No, I don't think. Well, I've been watching the Instagram video, and since he threw up, like, legitimately, I think he should be out of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be able to go down, because I think he's just going to keep, like, dry heaving or whatever comes up.
I feel like
it's just...
Yes, right. He's going to throw up on Liv, and then I'm going to see that, and then I'm going to throw up.
Which,
and
honestly,
Joe's
guys,
gonna throw up.
I won't, but it would be great radio. I think we should do that. People would be talking about it.
Chain reaction.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
This is Wendy.
Hey, what's up? What do you think? Should Pork Chop have to finish the baby bird? People have been listening now for probably 20 minutes, waiting for him to fulfill his obligation because he lost. We didn't make him lose. He rolled the number.
I know he rolled the number, but it's like I just watched the live video. He's throwing up, so I don't think he should do it. Like, pick a different challenge.
But that's not how it works, though. It's not like pick the challenge you want to do. But thank you for the call. I mean, the challenge is the challenge. That's why you don't want to lose. That's the worst part about it. If it's like, well, I'm going to pick my punishment. I'm gonna eat garlic.
This is super nasty, though. Like, he's saying through a drive-through compared to this.
Yeah,
that was cake.
He got lucky. Sometimes you get lucky. Hey, who's this? Good morning. Who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you for hanging on. Should Pork Chop have to face the challenge and finally complete the baby bird? He's already gotten sick, and now everybody's kind of saying, well, no, you don't have to.
I think he faced up. Like, he was there. He was ready, but I don't think he's going to be able to follow through with it.
Are you blaming this on Liv for not actually feeding him? Like, should she have just dropped it right then?
I don't know. I think... you know, Pork Chop, he really tried, but I don't think, like, for the sake of whoever is watching live, I don't think he should have to do this.
I feel bad for whoever's eating breakfast right now.
And is it the fact that she brought meat, like it's beef jerky, like it's chomps? Is that make you gross because it's going
to
be?
I feel like I have to do it. I'm not a quitter. And I feel like this is like quitting, and I'm not a cheater.
Listen, I like that you're actually not a quitter, but you're quitting right now is what you're doing.
Liz, like, I'm out. Liz, not doing
it. If we're going to do it, they got to do it now.
Wait,
but you guys make
the call. Let's do one last call real quick. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Darian.
Hey, Darian, real quick. Does Pork Chop need to do this?
I just heard Pork Chop say that he's not a quitter, so I don't want to see him quit this early in the game. I want to see him mow down on that baby bird food.
How about this? All right, listen. Liv, you chew it, put it in your hand, I'll put it in my hand, and I'll eat it. How about that?
Deal.
You can go far away.
How about this? She takes one little chomp, but doesn't chew it hardly at all, and just pops it in your mouth, her mouth.
Just put it in my hand. Let's do it. Come on. Let's
guys,
go.
Here's my thing, though, and thank you for the call. Baby birds and birds don't have hands and arms. They have little legs.
I think she should just have a little bit in her mouth and drop it.
So this is my first time trying one of these, and it's not good. Like, it's not even good the first time when it's in my mouth. So
I'll do it with the hands.
People are saying we're live on Instagram. Don't be a quitter. So the tides have turned. People are saying now do it.
Here's my final thing as Liv's chewing it up, and I'm being dead serious. We should maybe reconsider if this is the last time we do Dare Dice or Box of Shame, because if people aren't going to do the punishments.
Joe, I'm about to do it.
Close your eyes.
Eyes closed.
I want you to close your eyes. I am leaving the room when he does this because I can't see him puke again.
I'm not going to puke. Just put it in my hand.
Everyone's saying do it.
All right. Liv has handed off the chewed up food.
Three. Looks like bacon bits. Three.
Yes.
Two.
That's all it is. It's just bacon bits. Yum.
Chew it up.
Just think that in your mind.
You've had your mouth around Worth's. Come on.
You did it, guys.
Swallow it.
So awkward. Oh. It's okay. You did it.
Does it taste like Liv?
You're done. You're done. You totally did it. You're done. He did it. Yay. He did it. Slow clap. Wow. Are you going to throw up again?
I'm good.
You're good?
All right, Mackenzie, I'll have you put the camera down because we're going to transition out of this hour-long Dare Dice Box of Shame bit, and I would like to find out what's actually happening in the garbage.
Water.
Oh, my God. Are you okay? I'm just scared he's going to throw up. Okay, well, coming up in the garbage, a thief broke into Jenna Dewan's Tesla. Uh-oh, what they took, and that much more. Oh, he's going
to
throw up.
Oh, wait, okay. Speaking of the garbage, Pork Chop's running to it right now. All right, hang on. We'll be right back. It's Radio Now. Mackenzie's favorite game, she says, to play is catchphrase, so that's what we're going to do right now. And you could win the album from Taylor Swift, brand new. It's called Lover. All we got to do is get some teammates. Let's go to the phones this morning. And Kaylee, what team would you like to be on, Kaylee?
Mackenzie.
Yes!
And why not Team Joe?
Honestly, you're so competitive, I'm afraid you guys are going to block my number if we lose.
That sounds pretty accurate, Kaylee.
Okay, well.
Yes.
I just temporary ban people. I don't actually block
them.
All right, Kaylee, we got you locked in there with Mackenzie. That means Lisa's on Team Joe. Lisa, did you have the same thought? Did you want to be on Team Mackenzie?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Well, my girl squad.
To be honest.
I love it. They're showing up.
When we played last week.
Yesterday I heard her and she was like, she was really wanting the girl to win. And I was like, I was rooting for the girl too. And
yes.
So that's why I wanted to go play with her. I was like, yeah, we're going to do this.
And Mackenzie got her whole list right last week and Joe got one right.
Pressure this week. Okay, we got to live it up.
Oh. All right.
You both are going to do amazing. So it's going
to
be all good.
All right. Then let's figure this out. Would you like to go first with your teammate Kaylee, or do you want me and Lisa to go first, Mackenzie?
I'm going to let my lovely teammate Kaylee choose if she wants to go first or second.
Let's go second.
Ooh, okay. Strategery. All right, here we go. That means you and I, Lisa, have got to be on point. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let me get everything I need over here. That's all set. This is set. All right, here we go. We are going to catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go. Money gets deposited here.
A bank.
What
ATM.
You had it. What am I doing when I do this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, what's the ability of that? What am I doing?
Deposit.
No, like, what would you say? Like, oh, you know how to blank. 1, 2, 3.
Budget.
Four. No. What am I doing? 1, 2, 3, 4. Skip.
Counting.
Skip. Not east, but.
West.
Hey, listen up. This is very...
I don't know.
There's a lot of attention needed to this. Hey, I need you to pay attention. This is very what?
Important.
Yes, okay. What's a nickel, dime, and what? Like another piece of change?
Penny.
Bigger.
Quarter.
Yeah, there we go. Opposite of stop.
A go.
It would have been a start.
Okay, you guys, that not bad, Lise.
And it was count, not counting.
Yeah, but like what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you guys got four.
I think what happened, Joe, you need to let her know better that she got it right, because I think she was still stuck on bank. So you got bank right away, then should have went on to
okay,
count.
So
but Mackenzie's up.
Kaylee, all we have to do is get five, okay?
Oh, we can do that. We got
at least four to tie, but we want to take the Vic, so let's go for five.
Are okay. you ready, okay. ladies?
Yes.
All right, catchphrase in 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, you can't say that word. I have to... You.
Censor.
Yes. 2 plus 2...
Equals?
Singular.
Equal.
Yes. Ooh, I'm going to blank Vicks vapor on your chest.
Rub.
Yes. Ooh, I don't like this show. Change the...
Channel.
When you're tossing balls, it's a game, it's blank...
Catch.
Vince Vaughn, it's a movie, blank ball.
Dodgeball?
Yes. Oh, a blank a day keeps the doctor away.
Apple.
Ooh, don't call me, just send me a...
Check.
Ooh, that was so hot, it's gonna blank me.
Burn?
Yes!
Wow! She got it!
Yes! Kaylee! You did every single word. You killed it, sister. Yes!
Yay! We're so happy for you.
Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, is all yours. Nicely done.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
Thanks, guys. It's okay. I thought we were doing the song thing. I'm so stupid.
It's okay. It's all right. Maybe next time.
Hey, you did great, too.
There we go, Lisa. Congratulations to Kaylee.
Kaylee, she's the queen of the day.
Thanks, guys.
We're hooking you up with the download, or actually, I'm sorry, maybe the album of Taylor Swift, Lover.
We'll actually have that
again tomorrow. I think we'll give it away. I'm not sure what time, but we'll have another copy to hook you up with. All right, hang on. I got to compose myself after a loss. I don't do so well, but I will eventually get into dumb people doing dumb things. Your dummy of the day. It's just minutes away here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, this might be one of the most talked about things we did earlier on the show, and we're talking about Dare Dice and the Box of Shame. Porkchop had to do the baby bird. Sorry, he's gagging already. First of all, people want to know, we did this a little over like 30 minutes ago. Are you okay? Are you physically okay?
I still feel like heavy-chested, but yeah, I'm okay.
If you missed what happened, he pulled the baby bird challenge. So Liv was supposed to chew up. She brought beef jerky and feed it like a baby bird into his mouth. But the thought disgusted Porkchop, and he actually threw up into the trash can not once but twice before it happened.
Yeah, so you can see that video right there. It's only there for about 24 hours. So if you don't already follow us, Radio Now AM Show, go there and it's like the live option.
Did you notice I took the trash can out of the studio because that was disgusting?
I can't believe he left it in here.
Ugh.
Porkchop. Okay, but you can go do that. Let's get into some other stuff. Let's get into dumb people doing dumb things. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This is a guy after my own heart. A man broke into a business. This happened in Toronto, and he did it on Friday, and all he stole was food.
Aww.
All they can find is that the guy stole some food. But like all bad criminals, he left one clue behind, so they kind of have an idea of who they're looking for. What did he leave? Well, he left his face behind.
Say what?
A photocopy of his face. Yeah, the guy apparently found the photocopier. And unlike most people, myself included, where you try to hop up on there and put your butt cheeks on the copier to see what that looks like, he put his face on there. And real quick, I asked this a second ago, and everybody looked at me like I'm a weirdo. Has anybody on the show ever tried to photocopy like their face or anything? You had to have tried it right at least once.
I would pay to see you hop up on a copy machine, first of all. I don't think you leap up on top of it.
I think I could hop. I honestly do, as big as I am, but I know my butt would go through it. I would break it, and that would be like a $3,000 piece of glass.
So for that reason alone, you wouldn't go there.
I won't do it, but you guys have never, like, just for fun, put your face, like, on the scanner?
No. I feel like here's the thing now, there's cameras everywhere, so they're going to see whatever you do.
Okay. Right? I can't believe I'm still alone on this one. But yeah, the guy, for whatever reason, photocopied his face and he left a copy behind. Like, it was there. Maybe he didn't realize it would, like, print out another copy. So they're trying to track him down. You can see this up on our Dummy of the Day blog. I'm putting it up there. A photo of his actual mug, like of him doing the side scan thing.
This is like when thieves, they Instagram live or they put on social media what they're doing. They're so dumb.
Yeah, like, why are you documenting what you're exactly. actually doing? Okay, that's your Dummy of the Day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Now, Mackenzie, you have discussed this. I'm not sure if it was on air, but I know we definitely talked behind the scenes about it. And I'm sure a lot of parents have actually had this happen, too, and had this discussion. When should a kid get a smartphone? The number to call in, if you want to get in right now, we'll talk about this in less than 10 minutes. It's 833-563-2539. It's the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. It is Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you here on Radio Now. And we are trying to find out your opinion at 833-563-2539 about when a kid should get a smartphone. According to a new survey out here, most people think the right age for a kid to get their own smartphone is between 12 and 16 years old. And I bring this up, Mackenzie, because your daughter Lulu is what, 9?
Yeah, Lucy's 9. She's in fourth grade. Wow, 16 these days seems old to have a phone.
I'm an older person. I'm 16 years old.
Well, you know, I feel like the norm, I would say, amongst my friends or people at Lucy's school, usually around 12.
So do you? Like so 11, she, 12, does she 13. Have a phone though at 9?
She doesn't. I just for safety reasons, I would like to get her a phone. I'm on board. I got her one of those cool like Gizmo watches that mm-hmm. she. And I think Gizmos are cool because you program in that she can only call family. Like no randos can call her. She can't just play with her friends all the time. It's really just in case of emergencies. So I'm all about her having a phone. But obviously, everyone has to be on board. So I'm waiting for everyone to be on board. Lulu wants a phone desperately, but I have a lot of friends that are like stronghold, like no, they do not get a smartphone until they're older and they're responsible.
I'm surprised. I feel like most people would be like, okay, give the kid a phone now that they can talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just even like an old school phone. It doesn't have to be like the latest, hottest phone. I just want something for safety. She needs to, in my opinion, and I feel strongly about this, she needs to be able to reach me at all times. I'm her mom. So if she needs me, I want her to be able to reach out. If she's lost, if she's in a dangerous situation, even if she's forgotten something, I want her to be able to contact me in some way.
All right. Do you agree with Mackenzie or do you disagree? 833-563-2539. Porkchop, what do you think?
So are we talking about just smartphones or cell phones in general?
Well, I mean, I guess you call them smartphones, but what, you're talking like a real basic
cell
phone?
Just a phone.
The reason I say I got my first cell phone at 13, it wasn't a smartphone, but I wonder if it has something to do with, because I don't think we've ever talked about this. So I went to a boarding high school for high school. So like I was 2 hours away from my parents. So that's why they got me a cell phone when I was 13.
Because you were far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm kind of old school with it. And I'm like we got by without the cell phone. Why do we need it now?
But what if your kid needs you? Like what if they, I don't know, she's on a field trip and they get separated or something.
But couldn't somebody, I don't know, okay. I guess that's a point. Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
So I got a cell phone when I was in 12th grade. I got it when I was in 7th grade, I think for my 12th birthday. I think that's how old you turn in 7th
grade.
That's
about the age now that kids are getting phones at her school.
And I got it for Christmas that year. I'm sorry. Anyways, ever since I had a cell phone, I started staying up all night texting boys in the grade above me.
You're not helping kids that want their phone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I was texting boys the second I got a cell phone, and it probably led me to like making out with one quicker.
No.
Just saying.
Oh, you're squashing the dreams of kids that want phones. I will say they have their iPads and they can kind of like chat on their iPads. They kind of do
that.
That's
a whole other world to worry about. Yeah. 833-563-2539. Andrew, thank you for hanging on, man. What do you think? When is the right age for kids to get a cell phone? They're now saying that it's between 12 and 16.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like I work at an elementary school, so I feel like that I see all these kids walking around on their cell phones, and it's just taken away from, like, when I was a kid. Now, I mean, I act like I'm old, but I'm not. But I'm only 22, but I feel like that, you know, you're taken away from, like, going outside after school and stuff like that, and they're all focused on their phone and stuff. I feel like when they can pay for it is when then they can you know, have a cell phone. Now, a cell phone is different than a smartphone. So.
Okay. All right. I mean, I get what you're saying right there. Hey, Andrew, man, thank you for calling
in. And they can pay for it.
Yeah, no kidding. 833-563-2539. So then how old would your daughter be? Like 18? getting a job.
I get the theory, let a kid be a kid. I understand that. But say she's somewhere like at a friend's house and something goes down. I just want her to always have a way to contact me, even to just a text to let me know she's okay and safe. It's total safety for me, but like, I get it. It gets abused.
How did you do it when you were a young girl? I'm not saying you're like the oldest person in the world, but like... You're definitely like, no, I'm saying like back in the day, you didn't have cell phones, right? Not till I was like in high school.
My first phone was what, like a flip phone or a razor phone or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, what did you do if you're like checking in with your mom, Kiki?
I didn't. I guess we didn't check in at all.
And look, here you are. Everything worked out just
true,
fine.
And I'm alive. That's true. But like, you know, it's different too these days. Things go down. I don't know. I just, and plus it might be, hey, she's my only child. She's the most important thing to me in my entire life, so I just want to make sure she can access me anytime she needs to. That's all.
I think that's totally understandable. Let's go to Jennifer real quick. Jennifer, oh my gosh, how many kids do you have?
My child is 7 years old. I think it's good for them to have a cell phone now. The reason being is because my child is 7 years old, and the bus, the summer school bus dropped her off at a whole different location. My daughter kept fighting that she was not going to get off the bus, and they still got her off, and I had her GPS on, so I went to go look for my child at the store, because she walked to a store, and that's how I was able to find my kid. So I think it's very important for them to have a phone. My child has a lot of things blocked. I think it's more of the parent having, you know, supervision on them.
Yeah, but oh my gosh, could you imagine that? I mean, now you make me want to give like a newborn a phone. Like, hey, you're brand new.
You're in your 30s. When did you get a phone?
I think I was like 16 or 17.
Oh, okay, so you were... Okay.
The technology was just coming out then, yeah.
I was like, because we're about the same.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're old. I'm just saying, like, we are older than, like, your
kids. Think about our parents.
Like, technology-wise, yeah. They didn't even have the little rotary phone button. They're like, I'm going to send a piece of mail and let mom know I'm at my neighbor's.
But that's a great... And think of, I worry about if she had to go somewhere to call me. Think about someone could apprehend her or, like, kidnap her on the way walking to a random store. I don't know.
Oh, great. Now it sounds like we're doing a Murder Monday here. Hey, if you have any other thoughts on this, why don't you hit us up and let us know. You can tweet Radio Now AM Show or send us a direct message, Radio Now AM Show. Hump Day! Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful Wednesday. You should be. It's Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you here on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything on today's show... the biggest thing I would say to do is hop on our Instagram right now because it's there for a limited time, and that is Pork Chop trying to do the baby bird challenge. He lost the box of shame, the Dare Dice, and had to face the box of shame, and that was his punishment. Liv was the mama bird. Pork Chop was a little bitty baby bird.
It didn't quite pan out because Pork Chop got sick before they did it, and then they didn't do it really mouth to mouth, but they did a really good job. It was really grotesque. The weird thing is I feel nauseous now, and I was not even part of that. I was just I was holding Instagram live. I was recording it.
Oh, I was going to ask if you guys wanted to grab an early lunch, so I'm feeling fine, but
nobody's in.
Go see that. Also, you can see everything else you might have missed, like blogs and podcasts at radionowindeed.com. Mackenzie, what do you have going on for the rest of your Wednesday?
I have tons and tons of paperwork and email stuff to do, so I have to do all that boring stuff, and then I'm going to try to... run errands and get as much done, and all moms know this before I pick up my little girl from school today.
All right, well, good luck.
What
with
about
your...
you guys?
Well, for me, I am going to try to get in some disc golf today. Later on this afternoon, from like 5 to 8 o'clock, I've got Live After 5, which is a cool networking event for young professionals. A really fun place. I'm looking forward to checking out. It's called 16-Bit Bar and Arcade, so it's an arcade place, but they also serve some brews. So I'll be out there having a good time. It's 110 East New York Street, and look forward to seeing you out there. Absolutely free. It's going to show up. And if you want, bring your resume. But if not, but it's a great way to speak to people. Usually we have different public speakers. That's Live After 5 today, 5 o'clock at 16-Bit Bar and Arcade with me and Radio Now. What do you got going on, Liv? How's your day looking?
My mom is actually on her way up here right now because she's going to help me pack up. my entire apartment. I have to be out of there this weekend, and I have not even started packing even a little bit. Or like,
oh no, not one box.
Yeah, not one box. So she is like a saint and coming up here to help me do that today. So I just have to leave right after the show to start.
Moving is the worst. It is the worst. I just did a cross-country move, and I'm still have a few boxes left.
I'm so, so dreading it. It's unreal, and I'm the biggest procrastinator in the world.
When you say just move.
Okay, so I grew up in Indy, and I love, it's great. Then I moved to the West Coast. And then I just moved back, and it's interesting. Like, when you move and then you move back. My move, though, I moved home with my folks first because I didn't know what I was going to do. So I moved there and then half my stuff in storage. Then I got another place. So I did a big move to a move. And when I just moved, I mean in December.
If you need some help unpacking your boxes, I'll do that for you. But I can't do it tonight because I'm at the steakhouse from 4 to 9. So.
Mm. Oh, you're working tonight.
Yes, and maybe I'll go play disc golf with Joe this afternoon.
Possibly. We got to get it in quick, though, because I can't be late. Our boss is like, Joe, you're supposed to be there at 5. It's not live after 5:37. I'm like, no, you're right. I
can't
be
late
time.
Either.
Aww.
So, but no, maybe we can get it in. It's supposed to be a decent day. And then we got rain the rest of the week. So, hey, we cannot do any of that. Like, for real, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So, for myself, Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.